can see the smile of the engineer, although he's old and gray. A contented heart, he waits the call of that streamlined cannonball.
She moves along like her cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight.
This lonesome sound from the whistle you love
as she travels through the night.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me.
I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory, mind, the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry.
Let every Christian tongue, proclaim the joyful song, the Comforter has come. Oh, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found. The Comforter has come. Lo, the great King of Kings, with healing in his wings, to every captive soul a full deliverance brings. That through the vacant cells, oh, the song of triumph rings. The Comforter has come. Oh, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given, will spread the tidings round. The matchless grace divine, that I, a child of hell, should in his image dwell.
And shove it. I ain't working here no more. Woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, I've been working in this factory for nigh on 15 years. And all that time, I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. I've seen a lot of good folks die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got him a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, he thinks he's cool. One of these days, I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Mm-hmm. pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day July. I've played cards in England. I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game. Jackie Diamonds, Jackie Diamonds, I've known you from old. Now you rob my poor pocket, all my silver and my gold. She wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day July. with your pretty mama while the weather's cool. Around your back door, honey, I'm gonna creep, just as long as you bring me 2.5 weeks. I've got a girl, she works in the white folk yard. She brings me meal, I swear she brings me love. She brings me meal, honey, she brings me lard. She brings me everything, honey, that a girl can steal. Lord of Audeville Circus, right at King's Town, they got the dance and looking nice and brown. They didn't know it was against the law for the monkey to stop at a 5 cent store. Well, just around the corner, just a minute too late, now they were standing at the big back gate. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. I stood my corner, hey, hey. Here comes Sal with the note all told. Doctor said you couldn't smell no more. Lord, run, doctor, ring the bell. The women in the alley, I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. Furniture man came to my house once late Sunday morning. Asked me was my wife at home. Said she'd long been gone. Backed his wagon up to my door. Took everything I had. He carried it back to the furniture store. Honey, I did feel sad. What in the world has any man got now messing with the furniture man? Got no dough, stand for show. Certainly we'll back you back. Take everything from an earthly plate, from a skillet to a frying pan. If there ever was a devil boss without any harness, been a furniture man. I hear you, mama. Hey, hey. Here comes Sal with a note all told. Doctor said you couldn't smell no more. Lord, go, doctor, ring the bell. Women in alley, I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. A lot of babies in the cradle in New Orleans. The doctor kept a whip until the baby got mean. Doctor whip until the baby got so. Mama said you couldn't smell no more. Lord, go, doctor, ring the bell. The women in alley, simply wild about my good cocaine. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground. The Tempe wants a $9 show. Yes, Tempe wants a $9 show. When I come over the hill with a $40 bill, dear, baby, where you been so long? I've been in the bin so long. Yes, I've been in the bin so long. I've been in the bin with the rough and rowdy men. Tis, baby, where you been so long? Oh, I don't like a railroad man. No, I don't like a railroad man. If I was a railroad man, they'll kill you when he can. And drink your blood like wine. Oh, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Yes, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Find a lizard in the spring. sing, I'd hear my darling sing, and I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Oh, Tempe, let your hair roll down. Tempe, let your hair roll down. Let your hair roll down and your bangs curl around. Oh, Tempe, let your hair roll down. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down, and I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Said amoeba.
Yeah, I'm still very self-conscious of my sexy voice. I just try not to be loud to the microphone. It's right here.
Who called you out about your sexy voice?
Jay.
Maybe he's jealous.
He says I whisper. I don't whisper. I talk. I just don't talk loud.
No, it's
I let the mic do the work.
It's not a. I don't think it's an intentionally. I don't think you're trying to sound like a different. Like,
no, not at all.
Because like some people like have like a completely different like voice or persona or
it's
whatever.
On the bone.
Yeah, where it's like, yeah, you're. Yeah, they have a very performative.
But not always. Like I've met this guy several times. I forget his name. He hosts a big jazz show on the, 91.1.
Uh-huh.
The jazz thing.
Yeah.
Pete Falico. Pete Falico.
He just has that.
He has
kind
his
of
voice. I'm Pete Falico. He's a great guy, by the way. I'm not making fun of him by any means, but
yeah.
I'm Pete Falico. You're listening to the jazz, whatever. A Jazz Oasis, it's called.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway,
I met
this guy a few times because he used to book organ shows.
Mm-hmm.
Totally talks like that 24/7. It's just his voice.
Yeah, it was
Doug,
like
so nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Yeah, like some people, that's just their voice. But like some people,
like Sulu, you know?
Oh yeah.
Right? He talks like that all the time.
Yeah, like I took one towel. no, what's this thing? Oh my!
Oh my! We know where that comes from, though, right?
So when he was on Howard Stern, right?
Stern started. He taped it. And he started. Using it as a sample.
Or like sampling it. Famous. Oh my.
He just happened to say that one thing.
Great.
You
know? But I know he did a guest star episode on Third Rock from the Sun, and he stays in a hotel, and like they bust him for stealing a towel, and he's like, I took one towel. I'm George Takei, damn it. I'm like, yeah, let George Takei have his damn towel.
He's very good.
But anyway, yeah, but some people have their real voice, and some people do have kind of a separate.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah, like a performative or whatever voice. Like I came into I came into work the other day, and my one of my coworkers, like I think he just saw me in his like periphery, and he was like, "Oh, good morning," and then he was like, "Oh my god," he's like, "I'm so sorry, I just talked to you in my customer voice," and I was like, "Dude, it's okay."
Yeah, morning.
I do kind of have a customer voice sometimes, depending on who I'm talking to.
I have like a job interview voice, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's like, I feel like, you know, like the octave goes up, yeah. You know, you're like, oh my, yeah, you know.
If I have to deal with like a guest person at my work that I have to like, you know, help for what I do, I'm not going to say what I do, but I will change my voice a little bit and get more clear. Yeah. Like, how would you like me to do this for you? Blah, blah, blah. Right. Yeah, whatever.
No,
what they're paying me for.
I definitely have a customer voice, but it kind of depends on, like, who I'm talking to. Because it's, like, sometimes, it's, like, also, it's, like, if I'm talking to, like, a kid, it's, like, different than how I would talk to, like, you know, some, like, big, rough biker dude. Yeah. But, like, you know, I'm, like... It's like, oh, hey, buddy, how are you? Bruce is like, sup, man, how's it going? Like,
but if I talk close and get close to the microphone, talk quieter, it gets deep and bassy. I like that.
Yeah, but like some people do have like a radio voice, but I definitely just, I use my regular voice.
I do too. I feel like to talk close and bassy. It's good.
Yeah, but no, it's good. It's
actually, I think when you're not here, I might get more sexy because I get it like to the top. So I'll be like, it's raining outside. I hear something.
Oh, should I?
There's
should
a
I
hobo be, should with a fleshlight.
Should I be jealous?
No, oh, it's the microphone.
Radio kind of is your mistress, but
yeah.
I knew that going into this, and I'm okay with that.
There's something going on outside. I can hear it. I stole that from a DJ on FKUSF.
That's an acceptable mistress.
DJ on KUSF, anyway.
Music and your Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
AJ Curtis, that's a DJ I stole that voice from. And I think he's AWOL. He might be dead, but if he is, if he's not, I'm sorry. If he is, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I haven't seen Mr. Kuchar
Mike Kuchar, yes.
Yeah. He hasn't been in a while. Hopefully he's
doing okay.
I hope he's okay. Well, I Googled him and didn't see anything, but maybe they kept it private.
No, I would know.
I have no idea. I hope he's okay. You think you would hear?
I guarantee I would hear.
Okay.
110%.
Well, then good.
He's okay.
But anyway.
I mean, he's still kicking, put it that way.
Okay. Well, usually he comes into the shop regularly, but yeah.
Well, okay.
Seen
him. Let's see what you were playing here.
We digress. What
it's
were
in front
we
of me,
playing?
So I have to do this. You started out with The Streamlined Cannonball by Roy Acuff and the Star of the Grand Ole Opry. From the Star of the Grand Ole Opry, sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was one of the Armadillo Davis scores. Okay. It was $2, and I love Roy Acuff. And one of my favorite country songs is Wabash Cannonball, and Roy Acuff does do his version of that song. So I thought maybe it would be a cool, maybe, like, sequel or something.
Yeah.
But...
No,
I don't know. It was
the same term.
It was my first time playing it. It was. I mean, I'm not like rolling on the floor orgasming over it. Oh. Like I was kind of hoping I would, but you know, it was worth the gamble for $2.
We probably threw that term in there to like somewhere records. Oh, I like that other song.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was cool. It was cool. Yeah,
his tactic probably worked because you bought it because of the other song. Anyway.
Yeah.
Whiskey River, Willie Nelson, classic.
A classic. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that. Grattan Casino, if you play the Willie Nelson slot machine, if you win...
If you win big, he plays that, yeah.
He sings Whiskey River
If you win
you,
big, he sings it even louder.
And I did win on that machine once, and I was, like, being obnoxious white girl. I was like, woo! I was being a woo girl.
You're allowed to do that at casinos. It's okay.
Absolutely. But then, like, some folks were walking by.
People like
you
in the
And
screen.
They were all, you know, and they were all, like, there. Cheering me on. And, you know, it's like, I like that sense of... You know,
degenerate community.
You know,
everyone
but
gets
it was
together.
Like it's support and camaraderie.
People love when you win.
Support.
They get around.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. Yeah. It was fun. You know, I got the Willie Nelson, support community. Whiskey River. Love that game.
Yeah,
love,
Whiskey River's great.
Love Willie.
They've Shotgun Willie, too. That's the other game.
We need to see him live while we still can.
One of these days.
I never have.
Yeah.
On the list.
I know. I kind of wanted to see. It was him and Dylan, I think, a few years ago, but didn't make it.
Well, he usually does the, what's that? The Mountain Winery. So we should try to go this year. But anyway, after Willie.
I have seen him before, though.
Oh, well.
I saw him at one of the first, what do you call them? The bluegrass in the park things.
Oh, Hardly Strictly.
It was like the second one, maybe.
Oh,
first okay. one, maybe even. Oh. It wasn't that big yet.
Oh, okay. Wow, yeah. Lucky you. No, I've never seen.
It was him and the chick who plays every year.
Emma Lou.
Yeah, they like played a set together.
That's pretty cool.
Or she played half the set. Well, anyway, it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
It's a little high. I don't remember much. Anyway, it was a long time ago. It was probably 2002 or three. So I don't know when that thing started. Anyhow, so I did see Willie.
Willie.
The Comforter Has Come, C-O-M-E, by Tammy Faye Baker from In the Upper Room.
Yeah, that was just a random clearance bin score, but I was like, yeah, I got to get
Can I change it, though? So, get this. The Comforter Has C-O-M by Tammy Faye Baker from In the Back Room.
Ooh.
That was a
clearance.
That's the porn parody version of this record.
Yeah, but that was a clearance bin score, and I was like, yeah, I was like, I gotta get a Tammy Faye Baker.
Very good, yes.
You know, when I was a kid, I was just like, yeah, she was iconic. I think she was one of the reasons I wanted to like get into hair and makeup. I was like, I don't know anything about her like evangelism and any of that weird.
I didn't know she put out records, to be honest.
I didn't either until somewhat recently. I just thought she was trying to sell me makeup.
Yeah,
no shit. But look at her, a woman of many talents.
I'm sure it came with like an insert, like buying makeup.
Yeah, it's like send in this thing for your Tammy Faye mascara. That's like the size of a Nerf gun.
Yeah, it's shaped like a cross. before that, Take This Job and Shove It by David Allen Coe version. From this Truck It comp. It's just called Truck It, which is a great name for a compilation.
Yes, and there is a volume 2. There might be more volumes. Cool. I've only seen volume 1 and Truck 2 it. So far, but I'm hoping there's a volume 3. Hmm. I don't want to look it up online. I just want to be surprised if and when I see one out in the Truck wild. It. But those Truck It comps are great.
Oh. And also from Truck It, Tyler Newton doing Babasu.
Babasu!
And what else do we have here? Hold on, this one's long. I Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground by Bascom Lamar from, was it Lunsford from the Best of Country? Oh, some of the Best
Lunsford
of Country.
Yeah, Lunsford Bascom from the Best of Country. Okay, so actually
Bascom Lamar Lunsford. It's a three-word name. My bad.
Yes.
Making sure I got that right.
You got it right. I apologize. I'm not going to say I got it wrong. The record got it wrong because that was the song I wanted to play, but actually it's... we realized this while we were playing it and trying to cue that there. It's in the wrong order on the jacket and on the label.
Yeah.
So I actually don't realize what the first song was from that album.
Yeah.
Because that was what I was trying to play. But anyway, if you do come across the Best of Country, I think it's from like 1927 to 32 or something. The songs are incorrectly listed on the jacket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's if you love like early Dust Bowl era country, it's absolutely beautiful. Highly recommend. So, then.
And also from the Best of Country, the classic Stack of Lee by Frank Hutchinson, sung by Frank Hutchinson.
Yeah.
And a wild song I never heard before by Dick Justice called Cocaine from your Reefer Madness compilation.
Reefer Madness.
Dick Justice, his real name, you think?
I have no idea.
I think he was singing about cocaine. I think it's his porn name.
Yeah, I don't know. What year did Reefer Madness come out? Like late 30s?
Oh, no. Reefer Madness is like, I thought like 1950 or something, the movie.
Oh, isn't that much later?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was like a pre-coat thing.
No.
You would know way better than I
could be wrong. I don't really know.
No, I'm going to defer to you. But, you're the film.
But
you would know way better.
But that was a compilation of just drug songs called Reefer Madness.
Yes, exactly. It's so, not the movie soundtrack.
But
or
I'm
anything,
saying people but, made a lot of drug songs since the 20s. But sometimes they use aliases because they didn't want the people knowing they do drugs. That's why they did Justice.
Yes, but they were, in pre-code Hollywood, they were much more ubiquitous in music.
Well, it doesn't matter about music. Film. Music was always crazy, yeah. Music never had a code.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah, yeah. You play a crazy song on KPO sometimes. This is not KPO. This is Radio Valencia. But it's like something, the Reefer Man. It's like Dance with the Reefer Man. I don't think it's on that comp.
Okay.
It's a really good song.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, fun song.
Yes.
But I mean, it sounds like it's like a 1930s song, just the style.
It does. I just
I don't know. I just kind of bought it randomly because I was like, oh, cheap album with songs about drugs. Yeah. So called Reefer Madness. This sounds fun. I haven't researched it very much.
Oh, it's a compilation.
It's a compilation.
I was talking about the movie.
But
anyway,
yes, it's not about the movie, but it's just called Reefer Madness. But yeah, but fun album, fun song.
Yes. All right, so we got some other music queued up. Let's get to that. I guess we got like 19 minutes left.
Yeah, so. I have another one of my scores from Armadillo in Davis. I'm not a completist when it comes to a lot of artists, but I am a completist when it comes to Van Morrison. Sorry, excuse me. I had a carbonated beverage.
We don't have a burp button here.
We don't have a burp button here.
You got to put your hand over the mic.
Yeah, I turned my head away. Sorry. But I am a completist when it comes to Van Morrison. I love Van Morrison. Mm-hmm. Whenever I see something out in the wild by Van or them that I don't have, unless it's like insanely trashed or insanely expensive, I buy it because I love Van. So anyway, so just got this live album that I never seen out in the wild, and it was a reasonable price. So I actually haven't even listened to it yet. So we're all going on this maiden voyage together. Right. And one of my favorite fan songs is Warm Love. So that's queued up. And then I have a couple other fun random things.
We're running short on time. So if we don't talk, we'll see you next week. But we'll see what happens.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Okay.
just know something for old man River. He just keeps rolling along. He don't plant potatoes, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them, they're soon
像是天边的彩虹。 Thank you. out to Will. Then he runs for the goal like a lion on the kill. Across the goal line, 6 points again. The Bears come away with another win. And left behind were bodies to bury. Signed, rest in peace by William Perry.
He's William Perry, don't ask the refrigerator. Takes after me, cause he's a dominator.